Morning. Thank you. Morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Tuesday, September the 1st, 2020. And with that said, I have Don Graham and Pierre Sean from they used to have a TV show in Seattle, Public Access TV. So today I'm interviewing them because we're going to start giving out where they're at because they bring vital information as well, and people can't find them any longer. We're going to do this for about a half an hour. So how are you this morning, Don, or this afternoon now? It's 10 after.
Well, it's 10 in the morning here, and I'm down actually in Tahiti enjoying the good life here, and I telecommute. So, but anyway, things are pretty rough up here. Portland area is pretty hot right now, and other things are just going crazy, so we'll see what's going to happen. It's like things are breaking open this week. It's like the powers that be are realizing that this COVID is crap.
What happened? Everything froze.
Say what, Patricia?
Oh, everything froze here, and I was wondering what's happening.
I'm back.
Okay.
In Seattle, as an example, I mean, we're starting to see retaliation by the American people, patriots in particular, and Donald Trump supporters. And others, even black people, are beginning to say Black Lives Matter does not represent me. It's a terrorist group. I even got a black neighbor that had said that to me the other day. I'll put you on the air and talk about it. He says, I want to talk about it. He says, we've got problems in this country. They're running around this operation for the Democrats. I said, yeah, you're right. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, that's why they don't want us on the air, because we've brought out over and over exactly what was happening, not what they wanted you to believe was happening. And of course, this has happened through the years. They've shut down Scan TV over and over, literally. But Don, why don't you tell them about what's currently going on? Because this is what's really serious, folks. There's legislation. They have no right. If you have viewership over 200,000, they cannot, by the original legislation, which as far as I know has not been changed, and if you have over viewership over 200,000, they by law cannot shut you off, and actual law from, you know, in Washington, D.C., but they have done so again. And
this is the culprit here. It keeps, that has kicked you off the air because you do have attention. I've brought you many guests as well over the years, and you have some powerful people on there. And so the thing is those videos, they keep kicking you off and so forth, and you're having this problem. It tells me you need to stay away from them and recreate the audience and know where you're at. So because this is, they're violating the law, and you can't do anything about it. I mean, we look at the news, so-called news, every night in this country. It's nothing but propaganda. It's pure lies and propaganda. And if I could put my hands on a few of these stooges up there in Washington, which one day I will be with arrest warrants, citizens' arrest warrants, they're going to wish they never saw me. But that's part of me. Now,
where are you parking?
You were on Cable Access TV Seattle. They violated the law, kicking you off a whole bit. Where are you parking your shows at now, Don?
Okay. Oh, yes. I'll just recap this. Essentially, what happened is that we had a shortfall of budget up here due to COVID, according to the Seattle mayor and things. But also, coincidentally, I got upset with the Seattle mayor and expressed such on my TV show and also let them know on June 4th that I had problems with her authority. I gave her a writ of quorum warranto by what superior authority can you do this chop and chaz and all this stuff that you were doing up here. And then on the 24th, we get this notice that due to budget shortfalls and things, that they're going to cancel the whole station here in 6 days, when they have to have at least a month's notification and other things. They just cut us off at the nuts with no alternative. And I have been doing a show called Truth versus News Incorporated, which does show that the media is just propaganda. It's really quite profound. And And I even have a saying that says that America is ruled by lies. I guess I can't see that, but I'm on. I got to pick myself up to stop share. And essentially, now America is ruled by lies, and truth is completely absent, and the American population tolerates it. Ruled by lies is now the American way, and when truth is politicized, all is lost, and America is finished, according to Paul Craig Roberts. And so
you've got that little over too far to your left,
okay,
Don. Well, bring it more centered.
I have an overlay. Anyway, so it's really, and I've been telling people to tell me that I'm wrong, that the news is the news and it's the truth, but no, it is all a poppycock, and that's an agenda given by powerful moguls who have an agenda. But anyway, so we got shut down, and now I have a case pending for an injunction to stop this. Well, it's too late to stop it, but to restart it. And get the
trying to stop.
As a class action pending suit, and I'm doing a public disclosure find out the grounds, find out what all happened, because this came out of the blue, this termination. And I think that the answer to my first public disclosure of 16 questions was just one question, or two questions got answered that were so basic that I already had the answers. So they haven't given me anything, so I put in a new one now. I received it yesterday, and it should be pretty heavy to find out the reason for this. And it looks like definitely there's some skullduggery that's gone on, including, believe it or not, I understand that somehow Seattle got suckered into a Nigerian money scheme and lost a couple million dollars there. So, but they say they have a shortfall of some...
Okay, they got a shortfall out there because of these Black Lives Matter and the Antifa crowd burning the city down and like they did Portland and the other stuff. I mean, we've got a COVID virus, in my opinion, that was nothing but a concocted bunch of bullshit. And it was done by Soros and the Democrats and the Black Lives Matter, which is part of the Democratic Party, and the Antifa, which is a terrorist organization, also part of the Democratic Party and being paid for by them. And these terrorists are running around the country doing this. Now, these are mentally disturbed children. These are young adults, 20, 30 years of age, many of them, mentally bent. Then you have the real terrorists that are hired by the Democratic Party, which many of them will do anything, just like taking a torch, a flamethrower, and shooting somebody. The whole bit, this is a white dude. Now, he's out on a $2,500 bail or something is what I heard this morning. I mean, this is just nothing but orchestrated bull. Is anybody that does demonstration at night when it's dark is a terrorist, in my opinion, because you can't demonstrate and tell the people what you're saying during the night because they can't see your signs. They're driving down the street. They can see your signs, see what you're really protesting, demonstrating against legit demonstrations, which you have the right to do under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Now, they're violating your First Amendment right of producing as a result of this, whether it be the Democratic Party, whether it be the terrorist groups or whatever. They've affected our lives. Everybody in America and all this coronavirus crap is a bunch of crap. Okay, they had something going on in a lab over there, and it was tied to Harvard, yes, and they did a super biological of some type of whatever it was. That is not what we've had. And this death of coronavirus victims, in my opinion, is a result of 5G being cranked up. Because every one of the ones in the hospital, from what I can determine of all the nurses and doctors that call me all the time, and the ones I put up stuff of evidence, videos on StuWeb.com, tell everybody else, the victims and the ones that are catching coronavirus, are lacking vitamin D and zinc. Vitamin D and zinc in their system. Now, quinine water, the same stuff the president took in pill form, is tonic water, Canadian dry tonic water, any of it. In the nursing homes in Missouri, they're giving the patients a shot a day and a half for 2 months because it's got quinine in it. And second, they're giving them vitamin D. They aren't giving them zinc, but they're giving them vitamin D. In nursing homes in Missouri. I'm aware of that because I have a father in one. Now, they also know and prove that coronavirus is killed by the Lysol spray can. It's right on the can. It has been for 5 years. And the EPA came out and said, or Food and Drug EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, said it kills coronavirus on contact within 3 to 5 seconds on surfaces. So coronavirus, basically common cold flu, is what we got. And they turned this into a ridiculous fiasco where they're suffocating people, taking 20% of their oxygen, while they got 5G lit up our asses and electrocuting us and doing their chemtrails, dumping all this metal in the air, in particular aluminum, of which I've seen corona victims, not the autopsy. This was the X-ray of corona victims who had died, showed their brain had shrunk and that they had something in their lungs in the way of a metal. And you remember Amber, the nurse?
Yes,
I interviewed her last night, once again. And what happened to her? Since they put 5G in her neighborhood, without speaking of Southern California, what happens to her? She gets double periods each month, finds 100 other women, and then her brain starts shrinking. And 6 weeks later, they pull the plug and bury the cable in their streets, and her brain quit shrinking. She quit bleeding out of her ear, and her periods went back to 28-day cycles. So I look at this as a fiasco. And they're talking about cranking this baby up to its max in December the 10th across this nation, the new 5G network by T-Mobile. This is going to reinforce what they're doing to the human body. They're electrocuting us is what they're doing.
Yeah,
and they're zapping it out of us. We're all should be taking vitamin D and zinc right now because of being electrocuted. Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but if they start cranking up those towers, I think it's going to be time to have a little discussion with politicians, and it's called citizen's arrest. We have the right to do it. You committed treason, sedition against this country. It's time you go down. Anyways,
the whole scam situation, if you look at the timing on it, you'll find that all of a sudden, after we did a 5G program, we hit them hard. All of a sudden, Wuhan broke out. They burnt my house on the 18th of December, the same day that they shut down the nursing home that Mike Shoup was in. The same day as so many different things happened, they were hitting the roof. And this has happened before, folks. They shut down Scan TV, sold out a massive amount of equipment that was not shown. You know, if we'd had that kind of equipment, we could have had much better shows, but they just wanted to complain about the, you know, impromptu shows that we put out. We put out it with what we could, and they sold all this equipment, not to us, let us be able to use it. So we had to go elsewhere. A person was kind enough to get the equipment to be able to facilitate continuing the show, which we did. And the same person was finding out that subliminally he was looking at cartoons, he was looking at TV shows and so on, but subliminally they were filling in what they wanted to program people to be and to listen to and to not listen to, etc. And funny thing, he was heart attacked. Like right after that, when we were trying to do something about it, well, they were forced to reopen Scan TV because of the refranchise agreement that I brought out. They didn't want the rest of the information, the secret information, secret pages, because they, in order to avoid that, they allowed it to be reopened, and it started to get better and better information out. Until things hit hard with me, and I ended up in Arkansas and still broadcasting out of Seattle. So what did they do then, Don?
Out of Seattle?
Yeah, they went, shut down the whole building, the scan, everything, and went to Seattle Community Media.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now,
what the whole point basically is, Patricia, is that you're a target. You've been a target. Don's been a target. I know I've been a target. Everybody in the alternative press, as I call it, we're all friggin' targets, have been super targets. I mean, they shot me on August the 1st with a damn, I'm telling you, I don't know what kind of beam this was. Satellite, what the hell, it knocked the electricity out, knocked one house next door out. And I'm calling the electric company, oh, you're the only one to report. And so I went to our neighbor and asked him, the electricity out? Yeah. I went across behind me, theirs is on. Went across the street, theirs is on. It was only one guy next door where they bounced the satellite off me and picked off this house accidentally. It cracked a tooth, broke the tooth off, next day fell out. It wasn't decayed at all. Now, I know I'm a target, and I've had some incidents on the freeway where we stopped, shut down I-70 in about five spots within about 4 miles. Whole freeway shut down. Because I wasn't going to put up with the bullshit. You're about ready to die, punk. You're coming after me, you're going to die, not me. Now, other people experience the same thing. Everybody out here that's doing something in the alternative media are being targeted. They're being yanked off of YouTube. They're being yanked off of Seattle cable access TV, like your access. They're being yanked from Facebook. I've been blocked from Facebook for a year and a half. Can't get in. Can't even get into my own account, folks. In almost 2 years. Can't get in Twitter. And I send them a message. Hey, I can't log in. Send me a new password. Oh, you, that's not you. That's not you. Yeah, it is me, you idiot. Give me a call. My phone number that's on the internet site. They can't do it. They're doing everything they can to target internet sites. And I'll tell you who it is that I found out who it is, straight up, folks. It's okay. Division number 5 of the FBI, which consists of sheriffs, local police, FBI, DEA, different ones that serve on the Joint Task Force group. They're operating out of Kansas City, out of the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, Jean Baker. She's co-conspirator, a Democrat to this. She never prosecutes anybody except her enemies. And the enemies of the Democratic Party, from what I can see. I mean, this thing's a mental case. If you ever listen to her sometime, talk. She's a mental case. Now,
I called them
to the back of her office. Her office has the computers in it. One of the, her office, one up the street from the FBI building on Ward Parkway, and one in North Kansas City at the Google Fiber Center. Where the hitman tried to kill me the first time in the car crash in a rollover that's back in Kenya, some ass place.
Yeah.
Okay? That I proved, and it's on the front of my website, he operated out of. They're all interconnected. I got the solid proof and evidence, including the cyber terrorist attacks, with the IP numbers and showing what they were doing, trying to change my internet site. I have enough to put them away for 1,000 years. Two people, 1,000 years, from the cyber terrorism alone. The only way I'm going to get justice is I'm going to have to pound them in a court of law.
Soon, okay.
I'm going to do that, but I'm going to wait. Here's why. We're getting ready to have a friggin' revolution, in my opinion, and I think it's going to happen by the end of the year, and then after that, I might get some justice.
Okay. Patricia, go ahead.
Okay. Now, I want to get backtracked here because I've been trying to say something, but I guess you can't hear me, Stu. Hopefully Don can correct that. But, you know, folks, first of all, remember aluminum has been used for wiring in houses even. When it's in your body, they can use it in the same manner with the 5G. So detox yourself as much as possible, please. And then going on to this Division 5, there's several other points I wanted to make, but Division 5 is huge. They have been right in the middle of what I've been blocked and stopped and you name it, but it right in the middle of the pedophile situation, just as Ghislaine Maxwell, and they're so scared of some of this coming out because of her connection to the Ukraine. Her father was born in the Ukraine. He's a mogul in the newspaper, top of owners and so on. And if you look at his background, it sure matches up to the person who bought my kidnapped son in the Ukraine, Bosnia-Herzegovina area. He is where he ended up. And there's much more information about that. All goes back to Ukraine, and that, I think, is why Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein have been protected so much up till now. And a lot of this other information, Division 5 having all the, in the middle of it, having all this inside information, they have made the most of it. They're getting by with it. They're blackmailing it and extorting it and on and on and on.
Who is running Division 5, Patricia? I mean, we all saw him on TV when we were watching the hearings during the so-called dossier. His name's Rourke, FBI Rourke and McCabe and the different ones. The mentally ill individuals, you could tell they are. They were Division Number 5. They're the ones who are running hit teams, running all the shit. And you two punks, one of these days when we have a revolution, I already know people are coming to get you. You're under arrest soon. So go ahead.
Once we deal with the Division 5, the information is going to just explode. Because you get into their files, oh boy, people, wait till you see what's been really going on. And, you know, I commiserate with Stu. I've had two cars totaled in 1 week's time, and you don't want to know the rest. Yeah, you don't
want to
know the rest of what's been going on.
Okay, the main thing is that, you guys have been victims, so have I, consistently, and I don't want to sit here and bitch about it because it's constant. It's just constant with these people. They do anything they can to interfere with you where it takes you double the amount of time to get anything done, and people out here don't realize this. Now, you've been kicked off the TV. I'm trying to give you an opportunity for people to get re-educated as far as where to come to hear you, Don and Patricia. So, Don, give out your BitChute website where you're going to be posting your videos for now.
Yeah, I
can find you from there.
On the graphic below here, but I can text it to you if you would.
Don, can you
on the air. Tell it on the air to the listeners.
Okay. Facebook.com/ Donald T. Braun, G-R-A-H-N, all one word, of course. And that'll get you to a whole bunch of stuff that I do. And I really need to set up a podcast and something like this, but I've been using the TV so long, 16 years, that I didn't plan ahead, I guess, for this interruption. But,
okay, none of us have. Okay, now BitChute, you're also on BitChute, correct, Don?
I'm also on BitChute, yes.
Is that under? Donald G. Graham?
G-R-A-H-N, yes.
Graham.
And on Brighteon.com/channel/ Donald Graham, G-R-A-H-N. So that you can get me on all those places and other places, too. So people are sharing. Thank you very much for sharing, everybody.
Yes, please do share. And Don also has information about refusing the vaccines, the legal ground that you can stand. And Don, you have that paperwork that's just been turned in. Can you share that with the public so that they know it's real and they can't just suddenly say it's not there?
Yeah, I see. I have it over here. It's my paper, but anyway.
And you're talking about the vaccination that they're trying to come out with. It's got DNA changer in it, and it's got the credit debit chip in it, which is the mark of the beast in Revelation 12:4.
Yeah, and people, get a hold of your free franchise, not only the fees, but the paperwork. You're paying for what you're not getting, and certain people have been pocketing millions of millions every anyway, you don't want to know how much. And all they do is put it in the general fund, which cannot be audited, is what we were told.
Okay, this comes down to Seattle politics and comes down to a bunch of criminals called public officials who aren't doing their job and are stealing the friggin' money and they're diverting it, which they've been doing for years. And the only way any of us are going to put a stop to this shit, in my opinion, because we don't have a court system to take it to, is we're going to have to take it them and put them all under arrest soon. That's my own personal opinion.
That in those millions and millions, we can create jobs, infrastructure that's been needed to be repaired. We create jobs all over. In other words, rebuild the economy because you've got a lot to start with just in Seattle. And how many other places has this been the same thing happening? Folks, I think that's your treasure, you know, your piggy bank, basically, to work with to get some of this happening the right way. Get people who actually are honest enough to use the funds properly. And, yes, arrest the jerks that have been doing this to you. They've been stealing your franchise fees, your cable taxes, you name it, they've been stealing it. And that amounts to a lot of money out of your pocket. And for what now? They just cancel it for nothing. And they should not get by with that. You got it ready on the paperwork done?
I'll put that on the screen. I don't have it handy here right
now.
I'll put
it up on the screen. Now, this video will be up on Donald G. Grahn, G-R-A-H-N, at Facebook, correct? And BitChute, Donald Grahn BitChute, correct?
Yeah, you'll find me.
Okay. So I'm going to put this underneath the broadcast when I post it here in a little while on my site where they know where to come to start getting your information, okay?
Okay.
We've got to help each other and keep each other on the air because this is the problem that we have. We got secret societies. We got all this crap going on. We got this Illuminati, these Council of 12, 13, the devil and their little disciples, and they're in control of our government, and they're in control of everything. Now, we only got one chance, in my opinion, and I think they've about half blown him out of the water and gotten scared to death, and that's Donald Trump. I'm still supporting him. Still supporting him against this evil. But, you know, there's some words I want to say about the press, okay? And you're part of the press, Don, in this country. And we're running up 26 minutes. We'll go a little bit longer. I said around a half an hour, but I think we should go maybe a little bit longer because there's a tape I want to play for a moment. I'm finding it right now on my computer, but I think it's important for people to understand. We were warned about this. We were warned about this by John F. Kennedy and secret societies and the press and a whole bit. And we were warned, and they murdered him. And it was Daddy Bush right there in front of the depository store after his murder. He was part of the operation. Daddy Bush became a U.S. president after he murders a president. Ever since 1981, we have been overthrown, in my opinion. Totally. By the Clintons, by the Bushes, by the Bushes, by the Clintons, by the Bushes, by the Obamas. The two key Obamas. And our press, we don't have any. We don't have any except the alternative. And you listen to one of them right here. You listen to Don and Patricia. We all been around for quite a while. And they deserve credit for being the alternative press. And they need to be listened to. And that's the reason I got them on here. I want to play this, and then we'll come back and we'll comment and close this thing up, Don. That's okay. Okay? What's your former president? I get to play. Yeah, I'm having a problem, folks. Hang on. Here we go. Maybe it's going to play now. Hang on, Don. Are you still there? Don? Don? Am I cut off from you guys? Hello, Don. Folks, I'll go ahead and play the tape. It sounds like I've lost Don Graham and Patricia for some reason, and I'm still showing a conference call for whatever reason. Go to do something, they interfere all they can, satellites and other things they can do this now with. But I want to play this tape if I can. We'll play.
Ladies and gentlemen, with every word from the machine is returned, we create an open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret society, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pregnant facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence and the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. As a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news. For it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
Don, are you still there? Don Graham? I think I lost some folks. So with that, this is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is September the 1st, 2020. That was Don G. Graham, G-R-A-H-N, and Patricia, formerly with Seattle TV. You can find them on Facebook, folks. Have a good day. I'll post it with the show.